AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. New Yorkers will have plenty of opportunities to catch a look at Pope Francis today as he'll visit the 9/11 Memorial, a school in Harlem, the United Nations, and say Mass in Madison Square Garden. Fans lined Fifth Avenue to see his Popemobile go past last evening.
Very excited, yeah. This is amazing to have the Pope to visit us and bless our country.
During a prayer service at St. Patrick's Cathedral, the Pope thanked the women he called sisters and mothers of the Catholic Church, American nuns.
Hermanas y madres de este pueblo, quiero decirles gracias.
He got a standing ovation. As that world leader left Washington yesterday, another arrived, the president of China, who'll be the guest of honor at a state dinner tonight. China analyst Scott Kennedy says the U.S.-China talks are important because China's economic slowdown is a huge headache for U.S. business.
As the economy slows in China, all of the stuff that foreign companies and American companies were willing to put up with, they're less willing to put up with because it's affecting their bottom lines.
The Weather Service will send crews to survey the Charleston, South Carolina area after daybreak. Meteorologist Bruce Sullivan says a likely tornado caused problems there.
There was some reports of tornado damage in and around the Johns Island area in near Charleston, South Carolina. Reports of some tree damage in some homes.
In the wake of the VW scandal, the EPA plans to change diesel emission tests to stop cheating. Attorney Scott Schlesinger is filing a class action suit.
It's got to be a buyback. I mean, to me, that's the only plausible way to make this right and put people back in the position they were before they basically got conned into buying these cars.
This is AP Radio News. Fed Chair Janet Yellen expects an interest rate hike by the end of the year.
In a speech at the University of Massachusetts, Yellen says inflation would gradually move up to the Fed's target rate of 2%.
We currently anticipate that achieving these conditions will likely entail an increase in the federal funds rate later this year.
Yellen's comments may help clarify doubts about the Fed's intentions that deepened last week after its latest policy meeting ended. The Fed chose not to raise rates, citing global economic pressures and concerns about excessively low inflation. Yellen says the Fed continues to monitor economic troubles abroad. I'm Ed Donahue.
Don't believe everything you see or hear about the millennial generation being uninformed. A new poll finds a sizable group of these young adults, 4 of every 10, actively seeks out the news. Others say they stumble on news while catching up with friends on Facebook, Twitter, or looking for entertainment online. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.